Tensions running high in Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Residents in eastern Ukraine rushing for shelter from artillery fire Thursday.
After weeks of downplaying any possibility of a Russian invasion, Ukrainian President Zelensky visited frontline forces in the east. A low-level war has simmered here for 8 years. Russian-backed separatists shelled a kindergarten in the town of Stantsiya Luhanska while students were out of the building. Zelensky called the attack a big provocation.
Fox's Steve Harrigan, the White House reacting to Russia's decision to send an American diplomat home.
Russia's actions against our deputy chief of a mission, who was a key member of the embassy's leadership team, was unprovoked. Now more than ever, it is critical that our countries have the necessary diplomatic personnel in place to facilitate communication between our governments.
Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says they believe an invasion could come at any time. The threat of a possible government shutdown this weekend has been averted.
It only funds the government through March 11th, but the Senate has given approval to a spending plan that gives negotiators more time to reach a federal budget deal. It passed with a bipartisan vote of 65 to 27. One hot-button amendment to the measure proposed by Republican Senator Mike Lee would have blocked existing federal COVID vaccine mandates, but it was defeated.
Fox's Jill Nadeau, the maker of three popular baby formulas, issuing a voluntary recall of some lots of Similac, Alimentum, and Elicare formula after warnings of possible bacterial contamination. The canisters recalled have a code of K8, SH, or Z2 on the containers, with expiration dates of April or later. Joseph Castro, the chancellor of California State University, has resigned over accusations of mishandling sexual misconduct allegations. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Pending an appeal, former President Donald Trump will have to answer questions under oath in a probe of his business dealings.
A New York state judge wrote that if a state attorney general begins investigating a business, uncovers evidence of possible financial fraud, and wants to question the business principles, she has the right to do so. The New York attorney general, Letitia James, is looking into whether the Trump organization falsely inflated assets to get certain loans or tax benefits. Attorneys for the former president had argued this was improper, as the AG's office assists the Manhattan DA in a criminal investigation into the former president's company. The judge's ruling means Trump, Donald Jr., and Ivanka must be deposed within 3 weeks, but that likely won't happen as they plan to appeal. This week, Trump's longtime accounting firm said financial statements they prepared for his business for the past decade should no longer be relied upon. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A Texas grand jury has indicted 19 police officers in Austin on charges of aggravated assault for their actions during the 2020 protests over racial injustice that spread nationwide following the killing of George Floyd. California's attorney general says 54 current and former highway patrol officers have been charged with racking up more than $226,000 in a phony overtime fraud scheme. The Coast Guard reports a huge haul of illicit drugs at sea.
The U.S. Coast Guard vessel Cutter James has unloaded more than 30 metric tons of cocaine and marijuana in South Florida. That weighs about as much as 5 large African elephants and has an estimated street value of more than $1 billion. The Coast Guard says it was seized at sea during a months-long deployment off the coast of South Africa. Much of the seizure comes amid an uptick and narcotics coming out of Colombia, the world's top producer of cocaine. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.